Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The words for our text today are the last two verses of our gospel reading. There it is written. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came into Galilee proclaiming the gospel of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." So far our text. Let us pray. These are your words, Heavenly Father. We pray that by them you would set us apart for yourself, for your heavenly kingdom. Sanctify us by the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Excuse me. Fellow redeemed in Christ, I bet that many of you take a lot of pictures. Our vicar and his family were able to make a little trip over to the Grand Canyon in Sedona, and he was showing me pictures this morning of their hikes and so forth. If you're like me, though, when I take pictures, sometimes I end up with my finger in one corner of the picture, or sometimes I've even taken pictures of the inside of the lens cap on the camera. Boy, that's disappointing. Sometimes I manage to take the top of someone's head right off. I have two brothers, however, who are trained photographers, who are award-winning photographers. And when they take a picture, it's a serious thing for them. They wait for just the right conditions, just the right time to press the button and take the picture. God was once patiently waiting for just the right time. And in our sermon text today, Jesus says, "The right time has come." That's going to be our theme today. The right time has come. And we want to think about what that means. The right time has come, so the kingdom of God has drawn near, Jesus says. So the first thing that we need to figure out from the scripture this morning is what this kingdom of God is and what it means when it says, when he says that it has drawn near at just the right time. And then we'll want to turn our attention to the next sentence where he says, "Repent and believe in the gospel." So what is this kingdom of God? What is Jesus talking about here? One thing I want you always to remember is when you run into something like this that's complex and complicated, it's often better to start out asking the other question, the flip side, what is it not? The kingdom of God is not a place. No matter where you look on earth or even up in the vastness of space, you're not going to find the kingdom of God there. You can't say, "Well, there it is over there." Kingdoms of the earth are places, usually, carved out of other territories in wars by armies. But the kingdom of God has drawn near without many people really noticing. The kingdom of God is like the tiny speck of a mustard seed. It's barely noticeable. It's humble, but in time it grows. The kingdom of God is not out there somewhere. The kingdom of God is in here, in the heart. It's where Jesus rules as king by his word, in the hearts of childlike faith. No great angelic armies came down from heaven to conquer it. The king didn't come with force. In fact, quite the opposite. When the time was right, he came as a lowly infant, under the authority of his parents and his countrymen and empire. The kingdom of God is not an earthly kingdom ruled by the power of men. The kingdom of God is a heavenly one, ruled by a heavenly king, ruling his heavenly citizens. No corrupt or temporary thing will ever enter into this kingdom of God because it is a holy kingdom set apart for the one true God. Now, our bodies are born dying. And not one of us can claim to be free from the corruption of sin. Jesus says, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." At our first birth, we were born of a dying race, the race of Adam, dying because of the sin that we inherited down through the generations from him. We needed a fresh start. We needed to be born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, through the word of God, which abides forever, St. Peter says. The word of God caused your rebirth. Because God, our Savior, desires all men to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified to in due time. The Spirit of God testifies to you today through this message that we call the gospel, the good news about Jesus. He testifies to you to bring faith into your hearts so that you are a part of God's kingdom. Here in our text today, the Spirit is speaking to all of us with this gracious command to repent and believe in the gospel. The right time has come, so the kingdom of God has drawn near, and God would have you to be a citizen of his heavenly kingdom. He wants you. He invites you. He says in Matthew's account, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." You need not do a thing to get this invitation. God has already offered it to you in his gospel. It's already yours. Think about what he's done for you. God does want you to repent, though, now that you've been invited. Now, this morning, are we going to turn down such a gracious host? We could make excuses. We could not pay attention. We could storm away from the kingdom of God. But Jesus says again to us this morning, the right time has come to repent. Do not delay. Remember, God's kingdom is in your heart, and don't try to put on a facade of godliness. We all do it at times. We don't want other people to know what's really going on in our hearts, how messed up we are. We all cover ourselves with the facade of righteousness, sometimes even so that we don't have to look at ourselves. Sometimes because we somehow think God isn't going to see what we've done. Sin sometimes seems so desirable to us. Truly resolve in your hearts. each moment. Every time you hear these words, to try to do what is right, to turn away from sin. And maybe you wonder, how will I know exactly what will please God? Well, he says to meditate on his law day and night in Psalm 1. Well, what if I fail? I know many of us have failed. I have failed. What do we do when we failed? Well, he says, repent. Say to God, forgive me my trespasses, as we do in the Lord's Prayer. He is quick to answer that prayer because he loves his subjects. He truly loves you. That's why our King says, believe in the gospel. It seems too simple. It seems like foolishness to so many because it is so simple. God says, believe the good news that I have caused to be written down for you, for your learning. Believe that I sent my own Son to grow up among you, to live a life that we couldn't live. A perfect life, a life without sin, so that he might give that life up to buy us back from the slavery of sin and from the darkness of the grave, from the power of the devil. There's great power in the message of God, great power in the gospel, dear Christians, and it is yours. Every time you hear him say, I forgive you, it's yours. Every time you hear his words, it is yours. It's not power to rule over other people. It's power to cast sin away. You won't get the power to cast sin aside from within yourself. We need what God has given us to empower us to do that. So when we repent, he must give us the strength to turn away from our sins. We can't do it ourselves. We forget just how much we need the power of the gospel. We can't even begin to make right decisions apart from the gospel. So I ask you this, why would we allow ourselves to be separated from this blessed message that he has given to us? Why would we ignore what he has to say? Let us never do this, but cling for dear life to his word, every word of our King, knowing that our King works our salvation through his word. When is the right time to make changes in our lives so that we can hear the word more often? When is the right time to come to Bible study and to the divine service? When is the right time to rejoice that our sins are forgiven for Jesus' sake? When's the right time to share that good news of Christ with the people around us, our friends and our neighbors and our relatives? Well, the right time has come. The kingdom of God is near, fellow believers. Repent and believe in the gospel, the good news that Christ has died to free you and me from the land of slavery to sin, and he's given us a new life. He's risen from the dead to free us from the dark tomb of death, and he's overcome Satan. And he's ascended to rule over everything for our good. Fellow redeemed, the right time has come. The kingdom of God is near, and you are his citizen, his beloved child. Even now, he's turning you from the temporary to the eternal, from the corruptible to the incorruptible, from earthly to heavenly things, from death to life. To him be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Please rise. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto everlasting life. Amen.